Over the past few days, riots have been taking place in downtown Salt Lake City. As part of the governor debate, candidates discuss what they would do in this situation. Thomas Wright, the former GOP chairman, says, as governor, he would get involved with Peace Officer Standards and Training, or POST, and direct the Commissioner of Public Safety on new and future officer curriculums.
They'll be trained so that they're listening and learning, and we're being compassionate with each other, and we can take action on racial inequality. And we can even discuss a course for current police officers. So I know they want to be a part of the solution, and they should have an equal opportunity.
Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox says responding with strength to riots is important to allow peaceful protests.
That we can allow the people space who are protesting lawfully so that we can work together, and we will work together. We're working with our Multicultural Commission. We're working with our Martin Luther King Commission. We have a meeting scheduled for tomorrow to talk about these very issues. But there is absolutely no place for chaos. There is no place for destruction.
Former Speaker of the House Greg Hughes says there is nothing wrong with peaceful protests, but when they get violent, something needs to be done.
If you're going to go and go find quarantine issues to bring down the law, but you're not going to let these issues be handled, and you're going to let these rioters go, that's a deal killer, and we cannot let that happen to our country or our state.
The final candidate to address the question, former Governor John Huntsman, believes this state can manage the protest situation on their own without help of the federal government.
On Saturday, I saw something I've never seen in this state. I saw Black Hawk helicopters circling in the sky downtown. I saw Humvees at the intersections. I heard curfews that were being enforced by the state. I would say I'm concerned about civil liberties. This is not what we see in the state of Utah. Maybe others, but not here.
The primary election for governor will take place June 30th, 2020. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.